Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina and Abby. And unfortunately, Michelle can't be with us today. She is traveling with her family, but me and Abby had to come and break some news for you. The cast for season 40 of The Challenge left for filming yesterday, and we are here to break down everybody who, I guess, went to the airport. We'll be telling you who the alternates are and everything. Everything that we know up until now, anyways. So there is one person currently that we don't know who will be on, but we will check and see if that gets updated by the time we're done recording or not. But let's go ahead and start here with okay, so the rumored theme for the season is Battle of the Eras. So
Love it.
yes, so like season one through season 10, and then 11 through 20, 21 through 30, and 31 through 39. So we will be talking about all of that, and we'll even tell you a few people who we think maybe should have been there but are not on the list. So first up, we have Mark Long is making his return to the challenge. We did see him on All Stars, but we haven't seen him on the flagship show in a while. His original season was season two. Abby, what was the last season that he was on the flagship? She has all
The
the program now, so she'll be reporting that for us.
Battle of Exes, and I think that was when he was with Robin. That was his
Okay.
partner. So it's been a while.
Okay, so let me see. I know I have like all of the. Battle of the Exes would have been season 22. So
Ooh,
it
maybe
has been a
season.
while. What was that?
I said 18 seasons.
Yeah, that's a long time. Okay, so out of the Era One guys, I think that Mark is maybe the person that I'm most excited to see back. Because he started it all, you know? He brought us All Stars. Like, he told if anybody deserves, if they're doing this Era thing and anybody deserves a spot on Era One, I think that Mark Long does deserve that spot. So I'm really excited to see him for sure.
I am too. He's my number one. Even though I love everyone in this
It's really hard,
era,
yeah.
but yeah. Oh,
Yes.
can we just preface this by saying I thought this was going to be a disaster the way like Gamer was like prepping us. And I know it could have been better. I mean, there's a few names I really was disappointed not to see. And I know that they pulled from All Stars and whatnot, but anyways, I'm really excited
Yeah, me too.
for this cast. Like, I
For
thought it
sure.
was gonna be another just disaster, which I'm sorry, that's what I thought casting has been the past couple seasons, but I'm super excited.
Yeah, I hope they don't. I hope that the format does it justice. I hope it can be a real battle. I hope that it gets messy. I don't know. I mean, like, there's so many different possibilities when you have a cast of 40. We'll see what happens, but as long as they don't mess it up with the format, like, I think that this season has real potential. The next person on the list is Darrell. Darrell, I think obviously, I think everybody kind of in especially in on the guy side of Eras One really deserves to be there. So I can't imagine, especially with like all of Darrell's recent appearances, going to the season 39 reunion. I can't imagine him not being there, having a home turf episode. So I'm excited to see Darrell.
Yeah, I'm always excited to see him.
The next person is CT. I think that CT has his work cut out for him. I think the people on the challenge know how good he is. And if you think about his last four TV appearances, I think that if they don't get him out early, then he's going to be a really big problem. Yeah, because so his last four TV appearances, he won Spies, Lies, and Allies, and he won Double Agents. And he came back for a mercenary appearance on season 39, and he won that. He, like, complimented the cast, gave him good advice, like, said he would be on 40, said he was coming back for it, you know. And then he was just on The Traitors, and he just won that. So his last four TV appearances, I feel like he really dominated. So I think that I'm really excited to see CT. Maybe one of the people I'm most excited for because of his recent story arc on TV and how dominant he's been, to see if he could really pull it out and solidify himself as like the GOAT, or if he's going to be an early out.
I just cannot believe CT is error one. I mean, I can, because, but he's been on TV for that long, and he's been a constant where other, you know, except for those few years.
Yeah.
I always see him as an era two guy, and I don't know why.
That's interesting. I mean, obviously I came into the challenge during era three, so
he looked like at the tail end of era one. I think that's why I think
eight,
that.
yes. So he's from season eight. What was I'm sorry, can you tell us Darrell and CT the last seasons they appeared on?
Yeah, Darrell was Ride or Dies, and CT was Spies, Lies, and Allies. So not that long for either one of them.
Okay. And then how about Brad? Brad's our next one. He's originally from season nine, Battle of the Sexes 2.
Final Reckoning was his last one.
Okay, so it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a little bit for him besides All Stars.
Yeah, he did have a really good showing on that season of All Stars 2. I think if I recall, he did get like a good amount of like MVPs and all that. So I think he did really well that season. But yeah. And then Derek Kay is our last guy of Era 1. Derek Kaczynski, I was super surprised to see him because he is due to have a baby in May, so I really was not expecting to see him on this cast at all. I don't think that he seems to be the type to go for the appearance fee and then lose an early elimination like Zach did the time that he had a wedding to go to. But also, you know, just so you all know, his wife is totally seems to be fine with everything. She did post on Instagram yesterday after the reveal a picture of her, like a pregnancy photo, and she says, "My heart is full." So clearly she is totally fine with everything that he's going, but it did surprise me a lot to see him on the list.
I mean, it's a job for him. Like, I can't see him turning it down. I mean, this does not compare, but Kyler was 2 weeks old and Mitch left for a month for St. Louis for work training. And so I had a 2 week old when he, you know, so it's, you just have to look at it like that was his job. He had to do it, you know?
Yeah, no, that, I mean, that totally makes sense. Like, I'm not trying to, like, talk shit or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, you know, it just did surprise me to see his name, is all I'm saying. But good for him. Hopefully he does well.
And it's been a while for him, too. He was Dirty 30.
So I saw Scott had posted that I think he is maybe the only, I think maybe CT, somebody said in the comments, appeared as a mercenary on some of these seasons, but to be like a main cast member on the seasons, Derek's the only person to appear on season 10, 20, 30, and 40.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Our first female is Anissa, and I think that is a giant waste of space.
Yep. She is my least favorite from Era One.
She's my least favorite of everybody. I don't think she deserved it at all. The only reason she's there is because she's part of the Vacation Alliance, and I'm not here for that. But I do think the Vacation Alliance will have their work cut out with for them. I'm really interested to see how all the different dynamics are, because of the way that, I mean, people don't get along. Like, look at, if we're looking at like recent seasons because of the memory, you've got to just go to season 39. We have Michelle, Nerys, Olivia, Kylan, Horacio, all on the same team. Like, that is not, those people do not all get along. It's very divided. Two of those people get along, three of those people get along, but now they have to work together as a team. Will they work together as a team, or will they branch out, make alliances with other teams, which is what they'll probably do if they're smart? And it's the challenge, so that's what they'll do. But
I can't wait to see how all these alliances
it's going to be
and stuff
interesting.
line up.
It's going to be really interesting. Nisa's first season was season 6. She was on Battle of the Sexes, and her last season was Ride or Dies, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I think that spot belongs to Trishelle, personally.
I wish they had paid her more.
I think that so I think I saw Gamer tweeted that they didn't know that Trishelle won the Traitors until Thursday, and filming left on Saturday. So I don't know. I don't know why she didn't tell them. Like, this is like part of why I want more money. Like, I deserve this. I'm
Maybe
on TV right
contract,
now.
tell them. I don't know, but yeah,
But
that's disappointing.
very, very disappointing. I would love to see Satie and Trishelle run it back on season 40 for sure. The next name we have is Rachel Robinson. She was also season of the 6, Battle of the Sexes. What was the last season that she appeared on?
Battle of Exes. It's been a long time for her too.
Battle of the Exes. So that
Yes.
was by season 22. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been a long time for her. We will see her on All Stars 4, which starts actually a month from today. We're recording this on March 10th, and All Stars 4 starts on April 10th. So a month from today, we'll be seeing a lot of these people, which is really interesting. I think we'll get to that a little more in Era 2, or actually we can just touch on it now, because we have like Rachel, we have no, we can touch on it when we say some of the other names. But we have a lot of people, and they're people that I wasn't necessarily expecting to see on this, but the fact that they are on this makes me think that they are big storylines of All Stars 4. Like, there's a reason that Nerys, Kylan, and Horacio were all cast on this, and it was because of their story on season 39 for sure. And so because of that, I think that there's a few people here that I think have big All Stars 4 stories storylines that we're in for sure. So Rachel is one of those people, and then Katie, she is one of the people I was most excited to see and most surprised to see. She's from season 7, was her first season, The Gauntlet. What was the last time she appeared on the regular flagship show? I know that we've seen her on All Star since then.
Cutthroat. So
Cutthroat. So
it's been a
Cutthroat was season 20. So even further back than Mark and Rachel. So then we have Tina. Tina is originally from season 7, also the Gauntlet. She has appeared on a couple All-Star seasons. I'm super excited for her. Obviously, we've had her on our podcast before. We'll have to have her back. What was the last season of the flagship show she appeared on?
The Duel, which I think is even further back. What season is that?
13.
Yeah.
Okay, so our next person appeared the year before that, season 12. We are on, oh wait, no, I'm sorry. Season 10, we have Jody. Jody, we've seen a few times recently. She's been on All Stars, she's been on the Challenge World Championship. She's a strong competitor. She's a really strong competitor. It'll be interesting. It'll be nice to have her with Derek, somebody, you know, it seemed like kind of maybe she didn't really have too many allies on World Championship. So it'd be nice to have somebody that maybe she can work with, or maybe that'll set Derek back. I don't know, because Derek, since he does Challenge Mania, he's met like almost all of these, like not met, but like has a good relationship with a lot
Yep.
of these people.
Has a connection. So Jody is has always been one of my least favorites, except I did like her on World Champion. So I liked her more. So, and she was on the duel for her last one with Tina.
Okay. So it's been a while for some of our Era One people, and I'm super excited to see them back on MTV. And I saw a tweet, I think Pink Rose was the one who originally said it, but like think about how exciting this cast would be if the All Stars and the like Challenge USA universe didn't exist.
Oh, I know. It'd be huge. Yeah. So do you want to go ahead and say, I think me and you kind of already said it a little bit, but who from Era One, and then you can tell Michelle's.
So from Era One, my most excited person that I'm excited to see is Mark for the guys and Katie for the girls. And then I couldn't really pick. I struggled to pick a guy. So I just put Derek just because I don't know. I went back and forth between like Derek, Brad. Like, I mean, I couldn't pick. So I just picked Derek because it was just somebody to pick, really. And then Anissa, obviously.
Okay, so we have the exact same one. So I picked Mark is I'm most excited to see him, and I it was same thing that you said it was hard for me to choose, but I went with Derek for least favorite. And then obviously Anissa is my least favorite to see. And then it was a toss-up between Tina and Katie, but I did not see Katie's All-Star season, so I technically have not seen her since Cutthroat, and I have seen Tina, so I went with Katie.
Oh, I forget that you never watched All Stars 1. That's crazy. It has
I
Trishel on
know,
the
I
roof. Like,
know.
you have to
On
go back
my
and watch
list.
it. Yes. Okay. Good. It is definitely a must for sure. I would say if you haven't seen All Stars 1, go watch it. Any of the All Stars, go watch it. Okay. So moving on to Era 2 then. This one was really interesting for the guys for me because I feel
Wait,
like.
do you want to say Michelle's?
Oh yes, of course you are right. So Michelle's her
I think she's most excited to see Darrell.
Okay, yes, Darrell and Katie for the girls, and she says Mark, but honestly I love every guy in this section and Anissa.
So, yeah, we all agree on Anissa and Katie.
Yes. And then for Era 2 then, okay, so for these guys, I feel like I couldn't pick a favorite or a least favorite.
Oh, I could pick a favorite. It was hard for a least favorite, though.
Okay, so is Brandon on All Stars 4? I think he is.
Yes.
Okay, so Brandon was like an easy pick for me for least excited because I haven't seen him yet. I've never seen a season that he's on.
Oh my God, Christina,
He's the
he's my
only
favorite. He's
so he's
amazing.
so he's the only person on this entire cast. No, him and okay, so two people, two Era two people. Him and Aviv are the only people that I've never seen on TV.
Okay, you're gonna love Brandon. His old seasons are, he's amazing.
Okay, so after, okay, so Brandon, he was season 19, Fresh Meat 2. A lot of these are Fresh Meat 2. Okay, so What was the last, was that the only, what season did he appear on?
No, he was on Free Agents.
Oh, I've seen Free Agents.
He's been on Rivals, Free Agents. He was on Cutthroat. He's been on, I think those were his four, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't looked it up, but. And he was an elimination, like, beast. They kept throwing him in because he was the rookie on Cutthroat. I think it was Cutthroat.
Okay,
It was the season that Brad and Tori won together.
So I have seen 23 on. So I came into the challenge world at Rivals 3, which was season 28. And then, but I've gone back and I've watched the last like few seasons before that. So I've seen 23 on. So I haven't seen 20 before 22. 22 and before.
What was Free Agents?
Free Agents was 25. So I saw that one, but I don't know.
You know what? I remember him so well on Fresh Meat, Rivals, and Cutthroat, and I'm not remembering
Maybe he
him
was
on
like
Free
out
Agents.
early.
So
I don't know.
he must have been out early because I can't. He's pretty memorable to me, and I'm blanking on him on Free Agents. So I bet he was out early.
Okay.
He must have been.
That would make sense. I guess I don't know. But okay, so Brandon, and then we have Ryan Kehoe. His first season was season 12, Fresh Meat 1. What was the last season that he was on?
Fresh Meat too.
Okay, so he's one of the ones that I was really surprised to see that was on All Stars 4. Him and the next person that we're going to talk about, Derek C. Also Avery, who is later on in Era 3. I was really, really surprised to see those three. I've seen them a lot together on Instagram, so I think that they clearly formed a bond while they were on All Stars 4. So I feel like maybe those three are like the Kyland, Oracio, and Norris of All Stars 4 is my prediction. And
Sounds
Derek,
about right.
his first season was season 20, Cutthroat.
And then his last was Rivals 2. I do not remember who his partner was.
I don't know, but we can
He
look.
never really stood out to me that much. Ryan did, because Ryan was best friends with Jen. Do you remember Jen from Real World Denver? Oh,
I never watched any of the Real World.
Okay, he's funny. Oh, Jen's a. I wish Jen had been on this cast. That would have been amazing. I wonder where she is. Yeah, Ryan's good. Ryan's great entertainment.
He's partnered with Rob.
Oh, okay. They were both from Cancun. Okay.
Okay, so then the last, or nope, we have two more, sorry. So then we have Nehemiah. Nehemiah is from season 13, The Duel. We've seen him recently on a few All-Star seasons. I think Nehemiah is maybe the person that I'm most excited to see out of these people. I don't know. I don't know because I don't know. It was very hard for me to pick a, like I said, a person who I'm most excited to see and least excited to see. I think obviously Bananas is the most obvious and deserving, but I don't know that I'm excited to see him, you know?
I know, but same, but I also didn't put him as least excited because I'm curious how all this is going to go. So, and like you said, I mean, unfortunately, you can't have a season 40 without Bananas. So I did not pick him as my least excited.
So Bananas is the last person that we need to talk about. And it's just like very obvious that, okay, Bananas is on the cast. So of the people, my most excited, like I said, was Nehemiah, but it was very, very, very hard for me to choose. And for the guys, for the least excited, I put Brandon because I have never seen him. What about the guys for you? And then we can move on to the girls. And I
I
can
put
see.
Brandon for most excited because I adore him. And then I put Derek C because he just never really stood out to me. But can we just talk about for a second how I tweeted something last night about how I bet Johnny is just seething that he's not an error one.
I
You
know.
know he's not happy about this. I mean, his girl team is stacked, but
The
I
guy,
know he's
I
just
guess, to work
bitching.
with. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know he's going to complain. Even though
Oh.
they're not bad competitors. I mean, Brandon and Nehemiah are great. I cannot remember Derek, but.
Well, like I said, I think he's gonna have a big. We'll see him in All Stars. We'll find out in a month. We'll see what we're in for. Really, because I mean, even if they competed on season 20, but they haven't been on TV for like the last even 10 years, 10 plus years, you know, it's like you don't really know how they're going to be as a competitor today, 10 years later. I'm not the same person athletically that I was 10 years ago at all. So I don't know. I mean, we'll see. And we'll really, I think, get a grasp of a lot more of these people come All Stars 4, which is really exciting. And like their current, obviously, state. So, but yeah, I agree. Bananas is probably not happy, but I kind of disagree with you on the Derek C. I actually am really excited to see him though. Because I think that he's gonna bring some drama. I don't think he's gonna be afraid to shake things up.
It's just funny because I honestly, I don't really remember him that much, like standing out that much. So.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. For the girls, Aviv, she is on for Era 2. Can I also say that I predicted this? I knew that they weren't going to bring back when Gamer said there's somebody that hasn't been on for over 10 years on the flagship or All Stars. I guessed Aviv, and it's because she has been back into the fold of the Challenge Universe with Challenge Mania. And I'm not saying that like Scott got her casted because he definitely did not, but like also at the same time, it's not a coincidence that she's here. You know,
Yeah.
she started talking to the right people, if nothing else. So, her first season was Fresh Meat, and I think that's the only season she did, right?
Yeah, that was her only season. And she won.
Yeah. So that's really exciting. And then we have Kellyanne. Kellyanne, shook the house on World Championship, and she seems to do that most of the time that she's on a show. So her first season was season 16, The Island. What was the last time she was on?
Hang on just one second.
I think it might have been Rivals 3, but Abby can tell me if that's right or
Yeah,
not.
I go back out. So we had a little mini emergency. Yes, you're right.
The next person is Cara Maria. Her first season was season 19, Fresh Meat 2. And the last time I think she appeared was War of the Worlds 2, right? Season 34. And she is the person that I'm most excited to see back. She brings it every time. She's had a really long break. We obviously are going to see her on All Stars 4. But I think that she deserves to be here as much as or more than anyone. So I think she's the person I'm most excited to see from this era. And then we have Laurel, who is also from season 19, Fresh Meat 2. She was a mercenary along with Cara Maria on season 39. And yeah, I mean, I'm always excited to see Laurel. She's great.
Yeah, she'll definitely bring the competition and entertainment. And she was last on Ride or Die, so it hasn't been that long for her.
And Emily. She's the last person. Her first season was season 20, Cutthroat. When was the last time we saw her? Was it Rivals 2?
Yeah, when she won with Paula.
Season 24, Rivals 2 was the last time that we saw Emily. So I would say that the person that I'm least excited to see out of the girls, and this is another easy one for me because I've never seen her, is Aviv, although I did call it and I was right, and that was exciting.
So even though I love Kellyanne, I'm super excited to see her, but I'm ex most excited for Kara back on the flagship,
I'm
which I
excited for Kellyanne too.
I wouldn't have said that 4 seasons ago, but yeah, here we are.
Right? Here we are. Okay, so I think that this girls group is this is the most stacked girls group for sure, right?
Oh, for sure.
And then Era One is the most stacked boys group.
I agree with that.
Okay, so moving on to Era 3. Era 3
Oh, can
is.
I tell you in Era 2 though? I'm least excited to see. I'm excited to see them all, but I do not like Emily.
Oh, okay. That was also Michelle's least likely to see, least excited to see. She was least excited to see Bananas and Emily, and most excited to see Brandon and Kellyanne.
Who are you least excited to see?
Aviv?
Because you haven't seen her yet.
Yep.
I don't
Makes it
I hardly
easy.
remember her. I just really do not like Emily, so
Yeah. I think she's a really strong competitor. I liked her on Champs versus Stars, but that's the only thing I've really seen. I mean, I guess I saw her on Rivals 2. I did see Rivals 2. She's okay, but
I don't know. I didn't even like her on
hated.
her real world season. I mean, she's a badass competitor, but I just don't like her person
Personality.
personality. Yeah.
Yeah. What's really interesting about this cast is there are a lot of strong personalities. There aren't a lot of people who take the back seat.
Nope, there's a lot of alphas.
Okay, so moving on to Era 3. Era 3 is my favorite era because it's the era that I started on. And so I love all these people, and I wish that there were, I don't know, more of them. Like, I'm really missing Ashley Mitchell. Where is Ashley Mitchell?
That's my number one that is not here.
Of course, I haven't seen her on All Stars 4 yet, but based on just like the last time we've seen her and everything, not saying she's not good TV, she is great TV, but I think Ashley Mitchell needs to be in place of Avery personally.
No, Tori.
Are you kidding me? There's no way that Tori's not going to be on season 40. That's not a realistic thing. Like, yeah, I don't, but here's the
In my own fantasy, it is.
thing. But it's, I okay, well, I'm too big of a realist for that. Bananas, CT, Tori, I'm sorry, they're.
Oh, I know. I am literally, I'd rather have Anissa probably than Tori.
But there's just, it's, I'm just too big of a realist. There's just no way. Tori's going to be on season 40, whether you like it or not. She just is. They like her too much.
Listen, I am so excited. I would obviously want Ashley. But Avery and Naya together, I love their friendship arc, okay? Because they hated each other in Portland. And then, God, what season they were on? I think Battle of Exes.
X's too.
I think they were on together. And they had become friends. And it was just, I don't know. It was cool. Not fun little fact, but this is way before it became part of like Challenge Twitter. But I was on Twitter and I had made a tweet about seeing Avery and Naya's friendship and grow and blah, blah, blah. And Naya was the first person to follow me ever years ago. But
That's
I love them both and I was so happy. So I'm excited to see them together again.
yeah. Yeah, I think that that is really exciting and like a cool moment or whatever. Kind of like how Naya and Jordan obviously had their moment on All Stars 3. I think it'll probably be somewhat similar to that, but obviously not sexual, just friendship.
Similar, but very different.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, so I don't know. No. But I just, yeah, I don't know. I'm too big of a realist. I can't take Tori off the cast because I know production would never take Tori off the cast.
I know. I knew she was going to be on. I mean, but I don't know. You can always hope. I just cannot believe that they have canceled Ashley out of this show
Well,
completely.
she did. I don't think that they completely did because she got an availability call for this.
She did?
Yes. And they
Was
chose
she
not
not
to use
a,
her.
was she not available?
No, they chose not to use her. But she did get an availability call. And so it's not, I don't think she's completely out. I think that they just made a stupid decision.
Ugh.
The other person that I was surprised not to see in this era, obviously one of my favorites, was Kayla. But I mean, it's so hard because it's if you put, I mean, if you put Ashley and Kayla in, maybe you could take Tori out and put Kay and Ashley in her place because they're both champions, but I don't
I
know.
could do without Jonae just because I've seen her multiple times now on All Stars. And I know you love her,
But I think that
but
she's another one that because she had those back-to-back wins, it's kind of like CT, like they're not going to cast that when,
yeah.
especially like on World Championship, when like the only reason she got out is because her partner got injured, like I don't know. I mean, I just don't see them not casting her. And as much as
Well,
they've loved Amanda recently and given her
we
even the
won
USA
because we
Two
got Amanda.
spot.
Yeah, we won because we got Amanda.
Yes. So the girls here, we have Janae, who was originally on season 21, Rivals, Naya, who was originally on season 25, Free Agents, Avery,
And
who
hold on, hold on. And both of them, the last time they were on the flagship was X's 2
John
together.
and Naya. And what about Avery? Was hers X's 2 as well?
No, she was on Rivals.
Oh, she was on Rivals 3. That's right. Her first season was X's 2, season 26. And Amanda, her first season was season 28, Rivals 3, which was my first season, the reason that I started watching. And Tori was Dirty 30.
Then, of course, she won Ride or Dies.
Yes, and Amanda was on USA Two and was also on Spies, Lies, and Allies. Obviously, Amanda is the girl that I am most excited for of Era Three, and the person that I'm least excited for is Tori. I mean, even though I know that she's going to be on, she's the person that I'm least excited for. I'm really excited to see Avery, so I couldn't give it to her. Couldn't give it to anybody else. So, and then my person, or and then what? Who was yours?
Obviously, Tori. And then, even though I love Naya, I had to go with Amanda for my most favorite to see.
So, Michelle's favorite is Janae, and her least favorite is Tori for the girls. Moving on to the guys, we have Leroy, season 21. Was his first season Rivals. The last season that he was on was Spies, Lies, and
Double.
Allies.
Oh, I.
Oh, was it Double Agents?
I think so.
Okay. I could have just had that confused. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. It was Double Agents. So Leroy on his last season made such a
Big
big deal
retirement.
about retiring, and he wasn't on Spies, Lies, and Allies or Ride or Dies, but we'll see him on All Stars 4 and we'll see him. Oh, Leroy.
Whatever. I like Leroy, so come on back.
It's just funny. Tony is another one that we have, and Corey, both of them debuted season 27, Battle of the Bloodlines. What was the last season they were on?
Tony, it's been a minute. Tony, it's been Final Reckoning.
Okay.
And then Corey was on Spy Lies and Allies.
And also USA too. And then Devin, his first season was season 28, Rivals 2, or Rivals 3, I'm sorry. And he obviously did Ride or Dies, and he was a mercenary on season 39, the new champion. I'm okay with Devin being here. I would say that he would be my least favorite to see. However, I think that he kind of got gypped by not going on, not being asked for world championship. Considering like that was kind of the theme of, you know, like Danny and Sarah, they got on. Kiki and Troy, they got on. Like, so like all of these like guy girl pairs of winners got on to the season of world championship, which was like supposedly like what it was for. But and Tori got on, but Devin didn't get on. I don't know. So I was happy to see Devin on here because I think that he kind of got screwed on world championship. And that's the only reason why I was excited to see him on.
I didn't really care for him, and then I liked him. He is my least excited to see, and that's only because he's become part of that vacation alliance.
So my least excited to see is Leroy, just because I couldn't give it to Devin, and I agree about the vacation alliance, but I don't think that there's enough of them on this season for it to be like that big of a thing. Like, yeah, we have Anissa, we have Tori, we have Josh, and we have Casey, but like also at the same time, and Devin, I guess, so five. I don't know, but this is a cast of 40, so I just don't think that it's going to be, I don't think it's going to matter. Like, they don't have, it's not enough people.
Yeah.
So I think that that's kind of going to be a non
factor.
I do. I kind of do. Yeah.
I just don't like him.
But yeah, I put Leroy just because of the retirement thing. And also because like I said, I love all the Era 3 people. So I just had to like pick a reason. So that's my reason. And we also have a person who we don't know if they're going to be on or not. At first, it was reported that Jordan would be on, but a couple of weeks ago, it was said that Jordan has like a racing thing to do, and he has like prior commitments. So there's like reasons that he couldn't do during this time frame. So supposedly Jordan's not going to be on, and it's going to be somebody else. But that is the one person who's not been announced yet.
Who do you think it could be? Gamer said that if it's who he's getting intel on, like we're going to be. It's going to be good. But like who?
So I'm looking right now to see if there's an update, but it doesn't look like there is.
Because obviously it would have been Nelson.
Yeah.
If he hadn't.
Yeah. Just had his leg amputated.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I don't know. At first I was like, oh, maybe it's Hunter, but I don't think Gamer would be excited about Hunter.
Yeah, I forgot about him.
But I would be super excited for a Hunter return. We haven't seen him since World Worlds 2 or World Worlds 1.
Who else was from that era that was really big? Why am I not coming up with anyone?
Well, I think there are a lot of people, honestly. I mean, I don't know. You have like, well, also that era, I'm trying to think where it cuts off because so 21 to 30. So everybody. I don't know. I mean, I think that we're just like not thinking of people because there's all the Are You the One people.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to like think of, but all I could think of was Hunter and Nelson and Devin.
because they didn't start bringing in internationals until 31. Yeah, I guess I'm not really sure, but
I'm sure I'll find out today, maybe. Well,
I know Michelle wants it to be Dustin Zito. Also, oh, Frank is another one that I heard people wanting.
oh, those are good ones.
So, I don't know.
God,
There are people. I just like I'm not thinking. I'm
that
not.
must have been at the very beginning of Era 3.
Well, it's anybody from 21, so Rivals 1 to Dirty 30.
Okay.
What an era. Rivals 1, Battle of the X's, Battle of the Seasons, Rivals 2, Free Agents, Battle of the X's 2, Bloodlines, Rivals 3, Invasion of the Champions. Dirty 30. What an era.
How am I not thinking of a million names? Because that's, yeah, what an era.
I think the problem is just that there are like so many names that you just like can't think of names, you know? But moving on
Well,
to favorites, least favorites. I'm sorry, what did you say was this?
no, I was actually gonna say that. Because you said your least favorite was Leroy and mine was Devin, and my favorite is Tony.
Yeah, my favorite is Tony too. Yep. Hands down.
We haven't seen him since Final Reckoning, and he's been through
Yes.
a lot in the past few years.
And Tony and Devin are Michelle's favorite and least favorite as well. And then we have our final fourth era, which has season 31 through season 39. We have for the guys, Polly Calafiori from season 32, Final Reckoning. Who last appeared on World of Worlds 2, got canceled a little bit, came back, had a redemption arc on USA 2, and I love drama. So I'm excited to see the Kara Polly dynamic 2.0 in the present day. War of the Worlds 2 was kind of jelly mode. So they're just jealous of Tori and Jordan, which is hilarious.
Look who's still together.
Right. Then we have Josh, season 33, War of the Worlds, and Theo, also from season 33, War of the Worlds. When was the last time we've seen both of them?
Theo, that was his one and done on the flagship World of the Worlds 2. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He was on World of the Worlds 2. And then Joshua Spies, Lies, and Allies.
And then Theo is also on World Championship as well. And okay, so Theo, I was excited to see him on World Championship because I really liked him when he was on World of Worlds 1 and World War of the Worlds 2, but he was kind of a snooze on World Championship. So I was not super excited to see him actually. And I would have much rather seen his, especially if they're gonna pick somebody boring, like give us Joss. Joss is, in my opinion, the most attractive person to ever be on the challenge. So,
That's pretty hot.
or Rogan, or like, I don't know. I know Rogan's like semi-canceled too. I don't know if he's like actually canceled or not. So, maybe not. But there are people I would have rather seen. Okay, so our UK representation for the guys is Theo. I just think that there are other people that could have filled those shoes well. And does it have to be a UK person? I mean, I'm glad that they did that because they started with the UK, but they've had like so many internationals since then. It really could have been anybody. And then we also have Horacio and Kyland. Horacio premiered on season 38, Kyland on season 39. Kyland did do USA before that though. Obviously, I mean, I'm very excited to see this trio back together. Trio being Nerys as well. And then Olivia is also going to be on. Her first season was also Ride or Dies. Michelle, her first season was season 37, Spies, Lies, or Allies. She'll be on. Casey will be back. Her first season, she debuted on Total Madness, season 35. Jenny will be back Her first season was World of Worlds 2, and she is our UK representation. I would have rather seen Melissa or Kaylee. I guess maybe I just like the original UK people. Here I am saying Josh Rogan, Melissa, and Kaylee. Give us the Vendettas crew back, please.
I'm not a Jenny fan, so I
She's
could
a strong
have.
competitor, but I mean, who does she have in this game? Bananas? She has a million other people. Like, she's going to know nobody. I don't know.
This era four is very underwhelming to me, but I also haven't watched the past three or four seasons, so.
Yeah. So, Era 4, my most excited to see are Kylan and Nerys, and my least excited to see are Josh and Casey.
Okay. My most excited to see is Polly and Nerys. And my least excited is Michelle. And then I didn't know with the guys because I have not seen her because I didn't watch last season. But since y'all loved him so much and he's Nuri's boyfriend and he seems like a sweetheart, I didn't pick him. So I picked Josh
Okay.
over someone I've never seen on a season, even though I'm not a Josh hater like a lot of people. I actually like Josh.
Michelle said her favorites were Horacio and Nerys, and her least favorites were Polly and Michelle. Which I really disagree with Polly here.
He's my most favorite.
Yeah. So those are the people who supposedly are on the cast of the season 40. They have all left. The alternates are Fessy, Jasmine, both J's, JG MTV, and J Starrett, both of them, Carly J, Big T, Cyrus, Rufy, and Big Easy. And supposedly there will be more names, they just have not come yet. So
But we should know today if an alternate comes in because they left today, right? Or yesterday?
Yesterday. Yesterday. They left yesterday. I'm going to check one last time to make sure that there's no updates. Oh, nope. She just retweeted a funny joke thing. Nothing serious, nothing to report. Okay, so what are your final thoughts on season 40 before we wrap up here? I'm super excited. For me, my final thoughts are just that I'm really excited for the season. I'm really excited that they copied Taylor Swift and did the Eras tour in Battle of the Eras format.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. I know people are going to be like, oh, that's cheesy, but I don't care. I think it's amazing. My only thing, and this is just kind of, I mean, I couldn't even think of another guy for Era 3. So I'm sure I'm missing a ton of people, but I would have loved to have seen Ashley, Devon, and Wes on.
Wes is filming House of Villains, so it's not like we're not going to see him on TV. We're just not going to see him on season 40.
I just think I wonder how he would fall into this because he has three of his best friends, Nehemiah, Devin, and CT on. I just think it's like, season 40 without Wes, like what? Because he's Era 2, I believe. So he could have easily replaced one of these guys, but I don't think he wanted to be away from the baby for that long, right?
I think so, yeah. Because filming will be like at least 2 months, if not three, especially with the cast size. Like, it's going to take a while to get all those people invited.
Exactly. And of course, Devon could have replaced anyone from Era 4, in my opinion. Except I would have kept Nerys, but
Era 4, yeah, Nerys definitely has to be there. I think they're trying to make Olivia kind of the new face, so I don't really see Olivia going anywhere. Michelle too. I guess maybe if they wanted to do an international, that wouldn't really work. But I mean, she easily could have replaced Casey, easily.
I just love her. I think she's one of my all-time favorite reality.
And obviously they love her too, or she wouldn't be the host of the Official Challenge podcast.
Yeah. But no, I'm excited. I'm actually in mid I told Mitch, I go, guess what? I was like, we're gonna watch 40. He's like, no. I said, let me tell you the list. I was reading them all to him. He's like, shut up. Oh shit. Okay, we're watching. Like he's really excited. We haven't watched together and
A
I don't think
long time.
since War of the World 2. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
He's excited.
Good. All right. Well, thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.